Good morning, everyone. I would like to thank you for coming to this morning's press conference. If you'll all rise for the Governor of the United States Virgin Islands, Honorable Kenneth Mapp, and Lieutenant Governor Osbert E. Potter.
Good morning. Please be seated. Good morning to the people of the Virgin Islands, the Lieutenant Governor, and I, as well as members of our cabinet, are here before you this morning to advise you that Tropical Storm Erica will arrive earlier than anticipated. The tropical storm, when it arrives in the U.S. Virgin Islands, is expected to bring winds of approximately 50 miles an hour and a good deal of rain. We're talking about 4 to 5 inches, with St. Thomas, St. John being more in the northern quadrant of the storm. All of our preparations for Hurricane Danny, as we reported on Saturday, pretty much remains intact. Shelters will be open this evening, and those persons who live in low-lying areas and flood-prone areas, should make a decision to locate their families to the shelters, Guy Benjamin School in Coral Bay, Julia Sprouse School in Cruz Bay, the New Hanson Complex, the Senior Citizen Center area on St. Thomas, and at the Herbert Grigg Home on St. Croix. Boaters have been putting their boats in safe havens, and the Department of Planning and Natural Resources are asking other boaters who need to protect their vessels, and we're suggesting that you do so, to contact 773-5774 on St. Croix or 244-9066, and on St. Thomas 714-9510 or 643-6001. In our emergency operations briefing this morning, the National Weather Service advises that the people of the Virgin Islands can expect to experience the winds and effect of Tropical Storm Erica as early as tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. The U.S. Coast Guard have not made a definitive decision, but ferry service between St. Thomas and St. John is expected to close this evening. We anticipate that will occur around midnight, but given the continuing deterioration of our seas, that may happen earlier. So if you need to get from St. Thomas to St. John or St. John to St. Thomas, we ask you to start making preparations for doing so. All Virgin Islands airports, except for operations of emergency aircraft, the Virgin Islands National Guard, U.S. military, and the Hurricane Hunters will be closed at 9 a.m. tomorrow. We anticipate those airlines that are on the ground this evening for flights coming from Miami will be able to depart before the closure of the airport. Government workers are asked not to report to duty tomorrow. Of course, if you are an essential service government worker, a first responder, and you already received your deployment orders, we expect you to adhere to that. The administrative staff of the government, we're asking you not to report tomorrow, and we are encouraging private employers, for those who can let employees who do not need essential employees to come to work tomorrow, that they too advise their employees that they do not need to report to work. We're going to begin to feel the winds and the rains around 8 o'clock, and as the day progresses, the conditions in the territory will continue to deteriorate, and this is a fast-moving storm, and so we expect the deterioration to be rapid. We do not want our folks to be harmed or be in harm's way, and so we're asking you not to report to work tomorrow, as well as the private sector. But your private sector employers will have to make that call in tandem with you. Commissioner Doty at the Department of Tourism have been speaking with our tourism partners regarding the hotels and making sure that folks there are safe. The airlines will make the call on their flights. We do not know as of this moment whether we will reopen government and open the streets on Friday morning. We expect that call will be made sometime late Thursday night or very early Thursday morning as we assess the conditions of our roads, as we measure the amount of rains we are receiving, and as we look more importantly at what is happening at the Water and Power Authority regarding breaches of the different feeders. If the feeders are down and can't be re-energized, that means there are things happening in the distribution system. We maybe have trees down, and therefore we will not have folks on the streets trying to get to work. So we'll ask you to listen out so we can tell you very early Friday morning whether government will reopen or it will not. So you'll have to stay tuned for that. There is no anticipation at this moment of instituting a curfew. We do not plan at this time to institute or to energize a curfew. No need for that. Make the final preparations that you need to make. If you have storm shutters on your homes, we are suggesting that you utilize them. Winds of 40, 50 miles an hour with gusts as high as 70 can bring flying debris and missiles, and you need to protect your properties. Put your vehicles in safe havens. If there is any remaining remnants of debris around your home that you wish to remove, those areas that the Waste Management Authority has advised you that are available for deposit will remain open until 5 p.m. today. We're suggesting that you utilize them. The Department of Public Works has issued more than 10,000 sandbags of sand and issued over or distributed more than 200 cubic yards of sand. You may, if you need to, still go to Public Works until mid-afternoon today and at the sand distribution areas and get whatever other sand or sand that you may need. We want to underscore that why we do not have a Cat 1, 2, 3, or 4, 5 hurricane, winds of 50 miles an hour with gusts up to 70, the storm coming through St. Thomas and St. Croix, and the winds and the water that it brings, we are urging each and every Virgin Islander visitor to this territory to take this event seriously. I am convinced, as I stand here with the Lieutenant Governor, that all of our departments and agencies are ready. The National Guard of the Virgin Islands is prepared. Our partners at the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the U.S. Coast Guard, the National Weather Service, we are all prepared to respond to wherever this event should lead us. But your personal protection is our highest priority. You lose no view in the public's eye or from your neighbors if you make a decision that you live in a flood-prone area or a low-lying area to go to a shelter this evening. Rescuers and responders will not be sent out at the height of the gale force winds or the torrent of water and rain to rescue folks. We cannot put their lives in danger. And so we're asking you to have a good conversation with your family and make an informed decision. Yes, being in the shelter this evening may be somewhat boring because you're not going to hear a whole lot of rain, but when that weather begins in the morning, you need to already be there and with your family and to be in a safe haven. And we are encouraging you to do that. We believe that given our history in the Virgin Islands with Hugo, with Marilyn, and all of the smaller events that we've had, we should get through this event with flying colors. We are a people that are hurricane hardened and have full experience, and I think we are more prepared than we have ever been because of our continuing experience with these events. And so we ask you all to stay safe, stay dry as much as possible, and please make the appropriate decisions to protect your life, your family, your property, and your businesses. Are there any questions? Barring none, the government of the Virgin Islands will continue to make press advisories to the community throughout this event. Government House here in St. Croix and St. Thomas will be fully energized and operational. The emergency operations centers at the Virgin Islands Territorial Emergency Center Agency will also be fully functional, and as the need arises for further advisories or information to the community, we will provide it to you immediately. Make your final preparations and secure your family, your homes, and your businesses. Thank you and good afternoon.
Send you a copy of this. I have an MP3 recording right here, so I just need to cut the tail end off where I forgot that it was recording, and
no, it's
and it's okay. And I'll send it to you. Okay.
Okay. How soon can I?
As soon as I get done here, I'm going to load it up and send it out.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
And if for some reason it's not as audible as you like, contact Earl. Okay, yeah, contact Earl, because he'll get a really clean copy off of his microphone.
Okay, no problem.
Do you ever talk to...
Yeah.
You met her? Okay, yeah.
I know him. Yeah,
okay,
I
good.
Him.
Yeah. Because you can always, you know, maybe get a copy from him. He'll put it on a disc for you. Do you bring him a blank disc or a flash drive?
Thank you.
No okay. Problem. Yes.
So the thing's done?
Yeah, it's done.
I know, I just was talking to her.
He went on time.
What? You going to get the audio?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. What did he say?
Government's going to be closed on Thursday. The storm's supposed
to...
You didn't get that?
No, I got that, but that was like the tail end of...
Oh, okay, yeah. He's the storm is expected to affect us as of 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. Right now, it's still a tropical storm, but it's suspected to last and not leave the territory for approximately until the next morning. It's going to... Right now, it's scheduled to pass... between St. Thomas and St. Croix.
Or St. John.
Latest update, between St. Thomas and St. Croix. And right now, there it's 3 to 5 inches of rain, up to 8 inches in higher areas, which could be a blessing, could be a curse. Currently, we have gusts of up to 70 miles an hour, sustained winds of 50. But it's a large storm. It's better organized, and it's going to start. We're going to feel the effects as of 8 a.m. tomorrow. The height of it should be about 5 o'clock, between 3 and 5. Also, the ferries are the U.S. Coast Guard is allowing the ferries to. They haven't made a perfect determination yet, but they suspect that the ferries are going to run until probably midnight tonight, but most likely not tomorrow. The airports are closed as of 9 a.m.
Tomorrow morning. Airports, everything.
Throughout the territory.
Okay. And so you're going to send this audio for me?
Yes.
Fast?
Yes.
Yes.
As soon as I can get it out.
Okay.
And I'll send it to you, too.
Yes, please. Okay. You can't cover a mass press conference without a recorder, and everything went amiss. Everything.
I'll get it to you.
Okay.
And I'll send it to everyone so that they get it at the same time.
You too.
Okay. Well, that's a first. The reporters have complained that he said too much.
He said too much?
Yeah, too much, too fast. He said, the Joy from the Daily News says, you can't cover a MAP press conference without a recording. I'm telling you. They were supposed to be here on time. The people who were the latest were the press. He said, non-essential. Doesn't get more essential than you.
But what I'm saying, he doesn't need to be out in a storm. He did say...
He's going to be here.
No, but he did say he don't want nobody out
here.
In a storm so they could get hurt.
He's going to be here.
From flying objects and... Yes, I heard all of that.
Here.
You know what I'm saying?
That means you're going to be here.
I talked to him.
Here to walk.